Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal, and may lose value.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 231, episode 4 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. Truly a garbage pile. Mm-hmm. It's Thursday, May 26, 2022. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. French Fried Potatoes O'Brien. Remember when that was a thing?
Sling Blade.
Mm-hmm.
Who could forget?
That was fun.
It's a really good movie.
That was also one of those movies, like, I think came out when I was like 13, and we didn't see it. We just knew, we'd be like, Sling Blade, and without seeing it. And then we saw it, and we're like, whoa.
It was like kind of a sneaky, like the Austin, like, yeah, baby. Like it was in the rotation for a little while in a way that undermined the seriousness or like how good that movie is. You know, I'm talking about Austin Powers, how good that movie is.
Yeah, baby.
I feel like it was undermined.
Shagadelic.
I feel like Billy Bob Thornton is my like adult person that I would have written a letter to, maybe.
Owen Wilson.
That's appearance. My dear Owen Wilson.
It's Billy Bob Thornton. Oh,
I think I love Billy Bob Thornton.
I can't. But the best part would be Blair just tearing you apart for being like Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
I don't know. She likes Billy Bob. Everybody likes Billy Bob.
He's real watchable. And then there's that interview where he got mad at the guy for mentioning that he was an actor. That I've always respected probably a little bit too much. Anyways, I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Oh, it's Miles Gray, a.k.a. the Lord of Lankersim. You already know us, Hideo Noho.
Well, Miles, we're thrilled to be joined by one of the funniest stand-up comics in the world. Mm-hmm. Her Comedy Central presents as a classic. She was voted Portland's funniest comic multiple times.
Multiple.
You know her from Last Comic Standing and her podcast, Who's Your God? With fellow TDZ favorite Steve Hernandez. And you can see her headlining at a theater near you if you just go and check her dang website. It's been way too long.
It is the brilliant, the talented Amy Miller.
Hey, Mary.
Oh, that was so nice. It has been a long time. Are you guys mad at me?
No.
Yes.
I mean,
you can tell me.
I was furious.
As usual, we occasionally check up through the medium of sharing pictures of babies that were just born, because we typically Amy and I, we found that we are both there's something bugs us sometimes when you take a post a pic of a just slightly too fresh out the oven baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like I get the miracle, but it's a lot to deal with.
Yeah. Usually. Miles, you have that chunk where you're like, new rule. Don't take a picture of your baby when it looks like shit.
No, I have that chunk.
Oh, sorry.
On my current album just released that I'm here to promote. It did start with this show, though. That bit started
wild. Oh,
do you have
the
background music going too before you said the new one? What is the name of your album?
California King.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
Thank you so much.
It is about Miles, correct? A true California king.
Thank you. But no, I am no king. I don't respect monarchies.
It's about me.
There we go.
Obviously.
Have you ever slept in a California king bed?
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh man.
You never slept with somebody that's doing good?
No. Typically it was me and I was only doing good because my mom let me still live at home. And I'm like, how about we sleep in my hand-me-down parents' bed?
Yeah, plus you'll get the occasional hotel room that has the California King, and it's, like, very luxurious. But, you know, you can literally, like, eat dinner on the other side of the bed and not leave the pizza box there and then sleep on this side.
You will discover, like, uneaten food if you eat in the California King, like, from months later. Oh, my God. Like,
lost a lot of socks in those beds, you know what I mean?
Yeah. When you have a kid, there are just, socks, stuffed animals, pieces of food. Just all scattered throughout that you find.
Yeah, California King is a real family pile kind of bed.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's what Charlie and his grandpa were working with, right? And Willy Wonka.
Oh, yeah. That's why I was like, what are they complaining about?
They were in a California peasant. I don't know what that was.
California surf. All right. Amy, we're going to get to know you a little bit better.
Surfing California.
First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of things we're talking about today. Obviously, we're going to talk about another horrific mass shooting. I feel like I'm out of reactions, but we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about why the NRA is still holding a convention, like right now, I think, in Texas, which is something they did after Columbine in Colorado. There's actually leaked audio of the meeting that led to that decision, so we have a sense of what they're thinking about. My favorite line from that meeting is, we're in deep shit on this deal, is how they described the Columbine shooting.
Oh, God.
So we're going to ask the question, are the varietals of Mountain Dew out of control?
You're not going to believe what I've read.
There's so many, man.
Look, it's going to test even what we think is even real when we get to that story. But,
you know, I travel throughout these great United States, and I've seen some crazy dudes out there.
Your next album, The Do's and Don'ts of the Road with Amy Miller.
All of that, plenty more. But first, Amy, we'd like to ask our guest, what is something from your search history?
Oh, you know, I just got my first tattoo. Hello, midlife crisis.
Okay. And shout out to the midlifes.
Yeah, it's fine. But I got into a vortex of looking up. People have these tattoos that are wrestlers as babies. Like, they're Cupid doll wrestlers, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that's like a whole lot. That's like a whole thing people have tattoos of.
So like a Cupid doll version of like Hulk Hogan or like Ultimate Warrior kind of thing?
Yeah, so it's like this sweet little like Cupid doll, like baby doll. And then it's like with the Mankind mask or, Hulk like ripping his shirt open with like a big mustache and shit. It's so cute and so troubling. And then that took me into just like a whole other. And then there's so many of them. I saw like, you know, Dr. Frankenfurter baby tattoo. you know, David Bowie. That was adorable.
Okay.
David Bowie, baby.
Yeah, David baby. Baby Bowie.
Baby Bowie. Yeah, I see that.
David Bowie sounds like a baby is saying his name sometimes. You know,
Bowie.
Bowie. It's one of the words that my four-year-old can pronounce.
It's actually
flawlessly.
David Bowie. Okay. Yeah. It's David Bowie.
The G is silent.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like this whole crazy world of just like people as babies on your body.
Can you give me a search term that you, because I get like baby tattoo, wrestler baby tattoo.
I said baby doll wrestler tattoo and it took me to the like a FBI controlled landing.
Oh, God. Try Kewpie dolls, you know, K-E-W-P-I-E. Kewpie doll wrestler tattoo.
Kewpie doll. Oh, there it is. Autofilled.
Wow. Those are really cute.
Oh my God, these are fucking weird.
It's really weird. It's really creepy.
Oh, okay, I get it. So they're taking like the old school sailor tattoo style trope of the Kewpie doll
and
updating it. Okay, wow. Okay, this is something else.
It's like adorable but troubling, right?
Yeah. There's something about like a little Kewpie doll with their face fully tatted up that you're like, oh, cute.
Or
baby.
I saw a Razor Ramon one, so it just had like that creepy, like greasy curl.
Yeah, like did it have
a toothpick? Yeah. And it's just like that was kind of a sexual looking baby doll. I don't know.
Yeah. Wait, but we digress. What tattoo did you get?
Oh, nothing. Don't worry about it. I'll text you.
Just
guys.
A Kewpie doll orgy scene.
It's you guys as babies.
Yeah.
Each butt cheek.
Oh, thank you. Prime real estate.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture.
I've always wanted to get a fresco painted on my wall that is me with a baby's body.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why. I just always thought that was cool.
Angel wings or no angel wings?
I go back and forth on the angel wings. I'd have to see different versions to see, but...
Really, or maybe like, little devil, little baby devil.
Yeah, little baby devil with wings and a little fork.
Ooh.
Yeah, fork
message.
Tongue, arrow tail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Okay.
I love it already. And that's a conversation piece when people come over, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can just leave it behind. I mean, it's obviously going to skyrocket the value of whatever apartment or home you're living in. I think the idea, my roommate and I hit on the idea when we were, you know, just thinking about like what would be a fun thing to leave in an apartment as you're like, you know, leaving. You're like, yep, cleaned everything up. We should be getting our security deposit back. But there's a fresco on the wall.
Beautiful.
It should be a secret fresco though, where you also paint over that, but leave like one little corner like peeling back. And they're like, what is this? Yeah. And then peel the whole thing back and it's
haunted for life.
And then they change their minds about living there. Yeah. And then they get a different house.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that. Like, how do we like turn up this apartment? Like, energy is so me in my early 20s. And it was me like,
that's when it came.
You know, Val is sick with the hand style, like that freehand style with the graffiti and shit. Have them blow out the wall. Like, I had to do a wall piece, like spray paint, because I was like, this shit is so legit.
Landlords like love that.
Yeah, this time it was my mom.
Wow.
She was
my
like,
landlord that gave birth to me was so mad.
I know, dude. Wow. She like looks like my mom. I call her mom because she's going through some stuff. It kind of helps her adjust to her new life. But that was I really identify with like the little things, like just a fucking like be sick to have a fucking mural in here.
Yeah.
And it's me as a baby.
A baby devil.
Right. Yeah, baby devil.
One time we were partying at a house that was about to be torn down, and we were like, we could do anything. It's amazing. And I woke up the next morning, and I had just written in pen on the wall, JonBenet Ramsey. I think it was because we were playing the like famous John's drinking game, and I came up with JonBenet Ramsey anyways.
But that's J-E-A-N.
Yeah.
It's a clue. It's exciting.
Yeah.
I think it was J-O-N. I might be wrong.
Yeah, it's just J-O-N.
Oh.
Like I am transfixed by these Kewpie dolls. Like, famous person as Cupid doll. There's a great Mr. T in here.
But someone sent me the Rocky Horror one. And wow. I'm like, I guess because it was like cute and kind of chubby, I was like, did someone get a tattoo of Rosie O'Donnell in Exit to Eden as
wow,
a baby?
Oh, yeah. Because I'm looking at it. It does.
That person's an icon.
Wow.
And my friend was like, no, it's Rocky Horror, you psycho. I'm like, well, now I want a tattoo for Rosie. You know, now that I've gotten started,
exactly.
I'm going to get a koosh ball.
It's wild when you search that, though. Like, you can actually scroll to the end of the Google image search. And it's like, look, there might be more, but it might not be what you're looking for.
Yeah.
The rest of the results might not be what you're looking for. See more anyway, you sick.
See more anyway. Yuck.
Is everything all right? What is something you think is overrated, Amy?
Oh, summer blockbusters. Well, actually, specifically Marvel movies, because I'm really excited for Top Gun. Yeah, that's great. You got me mm-hmm. there. I'm in. I'm going to go opening weekend. But I don't know. The good movies, the little movies keep leaving or just like they, you know, it's like every theater and at the Grove is showing Doctor Strange. And I don't want to see Doctor Strange. I want to see anything else. And then now I'm hunting for any other movie. Like, no, fuck that. Stop taking over my movie theaters. I got to give up my AMC membership because
it's all Marvel.
Right.
It's just a TV show that they're showing there that like, hey, new episodes out. I went to a Quentin Tarantino's like theater where he shows movies
and saw
Doctor Strange in black and white. And no, I'm just joking. But,
oh, it's like, oh my God. It
yeah, sounded definitely
serious and realistic enough. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But they, because he does that with like some movies that he's like, this is a classic and we will be showing it on film in black and white. I think he did that with Nightmare Alley, but that would be funny if he also did it with the Marvel movies, or maybe it wouldn't be funny, you know?
Yeah, they try to show original prints, I think, and they're all 35 millimeter. I see a lot of stuff there because it's right by my house. That's what I'm saying. Like, why am I even A-list? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took my son to see E.T. there and I had a great time. He did not.
Well,
I am so excited for Top Gun Maverick that I've announced each of the last 2 weeks that it's coming out this weekend. I swear I'm going to get it right one of these days. But yeah,
I think it is this
I'm
weekend,
really
right?
pumped. It's got to be Memorial Day.
I've been burned twice before.
Fuck it, Jack. Just go strong and wrong. You know what I mean? As my old band teacher used to say, don't hold back. Just play it loud, strong and wrong.
Yeah.
Yo, and that's an exciting one. That's going to be crazy. It's going to be sold out crowds and people are going to be pumped. Like, I'm going to be yelling, you know, I might wear a uniform. Who knows? I might
suit?
Keep my aviators on the whole movie. It's going to be dark, but
just keep that smile on.
Yeah, you're like, what's going on? Like, Amy, just take off your fucking aviators. Fuck
Never.
That. I'm not going to take the glasses off. Just tell me what's happening.
Stop bringing that up. You
you're
know
facing
I'm not
gonna... the wrong way.
Yo, who's this black guy? Who's this black guy? That's Miles Teller. Really, just take your glasses off.
Like, this popcorn tastes weird. Oh, that's just the bottom of your purse. That's a gum wrapper.
This is good. Yeah, this popcorn's making my teeth feel all stingy. That's a foil gum wrapper.
I am so curious, for how that movie's going to do. Because, obviously, a classic. I do think that they left VHS copies of Top Gun in every house. Like when you moved into a house or an apartment, they just left a VHS copy of Top Gun there. Like it was mandatory. I think probably the military industrial complex smartly did that. But like every mm-hmm. house had a Top Gun VHS. But at the same time, it's a long time ago. So I'm rooting for this mega
people.
They need your help.
They think it's going to be finally the first Tom Cruise film that has $100 million opening.
Oh, that's yeah. There it's going to crush. I think no doubt, especially it's a long weekend. It's like, you know, every blockbuster has been a Marvel movie. So for everyone else who doesn't, you know, show up right away for those, like, yeah, they're going to make a lot of money. And about 23 of those dollars are going to be mine.
It's hard to believe he hasn't had $100 million opening.
Before. I know.
You know what the closest one he had was?
With Mission Impossible Fallout?
War of the Worlds.
were the worlds.
Weird.
65 million.
But do they like do Mission Impossibles in limited release, or those just aren't like those?
No, like an opening weekend. An opening weekend. Like right, just with that for.
Yeah, no, that's what
Wait,
I was
what
wondering.
Do you mean? Oh, they, no, like, I mean, yeah, Mission Impossible's always worldwide.
That's surprising that they haven't hit 100 million, but I guess I just have high expectations for a Tom Cruise blockbuster.
Yeah, well, it's so
Let's
weird.
Let's do it, people. Let's come together and vote with our wallets for Top Gun Maverick.
Look, we can't vote for better outcomes in Washington, but we can vote with our wallets to show Tom Cruise we care.
Will you go out of your way, Amy, to see it in IMAX?
I think so, yeah. I'm going to be in Denver, and I think, yeah, I probably will be in IMAX with David Borey.
Okay. Mm. Oh, so that Silent G joke was
aviators.
A great reference. Yes.
David Borey. When I was in Denver, I saw Toy Story 4 by myself, and it was a great film-going experience. Highly recommend seeing a movie in Denver.
It's interesting to see a kid's movie alone.
Yeah,
I know.
When you're away from your kids.
My kids were seeing it on that weekend, so I wanted to be like, hey, I get it too, guys. I can make the references.
All right.
They're like, Dad, shut up. You weren't there.
You straight up could have lied and seen something, you know, for adults.
Yeah, I actually wanted to see
an adult film.
Yeah.
You could have gone to an adult film theater.
Like going to an adult film theater by yourself.
I went to Oopsie's movie house. It was pretty fun.
I'm going to wander in there on Sunday and be like, is this am I in the right place for Top Gun?
Amazingly, you are, but not the one you're looking for.
Yeah. Hey, Maverick, someone wants to see you dance.
This is, just to confirm, and then we can move off this topic, this is a crossover of Top Gun and Maverick, the Mel Gibson movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What is, Amy, something you think is underrated?
Knew that.
Oh, I'm sure you guys have talked about this guy on this show, but, well, first of all, Arizona iced tea. It's delicious. It's Arizona iced tea season. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to give this corporation more plugs. Have you guys talked about this guy, the CEO, who's like,
no,
I'm never
this is the
gonna...
second time it's come up, but like we just kind of pushed past it because I didn't know what the fuck the guest was talking about.
Oh, so I just keep reading about him because he's the bet. I mean, he might be the only good billionaire. I don't know. He's just like, I'm not going to make it more than 99 cents. I don't care how expensive everything else is. He's like, I'm really rich. How much money do you need? And it's like, yeah, I see all these other companies just like raising their prices on shit because they can. And people are going to pay it right now. But it's 99 cents. It's just 99 cents. And it's delicious. And he's like, I'm never going to change it. I'm really, like, really wealthy.
It actually only cost me 7 cents to make a can. So I'm fine with that margin on
exactly.
there. Because it's just water and chemicals that we call iced tea. But look, we accept it. I lovingly I would drink so much mucho mango. Like, it's
it tastes
unreal.
Nothing like tea.
No.
In case the last person to ever try it is listening, it's not. Yeah, it's sugar water, but it's very delightful.
With like it's like sugar water with a tinge of rust. I feel like I'm trying to like figure out what it tastes like.
Dude, something tastes brewed in there. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's almost like you're chewing tobacco and drinking juice at the same time.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Yeah, there's this tobacco-y from the earth kind of.
Yeah, like you've packed a lip in class in high school, but you can't spit, so you're just gonna have to down it with a sip. What if you're like, oh, I love Fruitopia and snus. This guy, his name is so amazing. Don Voltaggio?
What?
I thought, yes.
Does he look exactly like Guy Fieri or just a little bit? Because that's who I want him to be. I want him to be Guy Fieri, except all his shirts are like in the patterns of Arizona iced tea cans.
Dude, he wears shorts. Look at that article I just posted in the chat of him and his like sons who like are
very Italian sons, like flanking him.
Yeah.
Looking
it's a
strong.
Very interesting look. He says when they asked him about the no price change, he said, to me, the worst day as a salesman is to go to a retailer and say, hey, by the way, I'm raising the price on that can today.
Mm. Mm.
Good for him. Our point is what you can. Wait, our point is what you want to do. What does that even mean? Is have a customer come in and get fair value on a can of tea or juice and then buy other things in your store to offset those costs.
There's
Don Voltaggio. True capital.
This is an amazing picture. because he seems to be, he has his two sons flanking him behind him, and he seems to be his one son on one side of his face and his other son on the other side of his face. Like, his, do you know what I mean?
Whoa. Yeah. Yeah. Cause he's not the most symmetrically faced person.
You're messed up, Jack.
I'm sorry. I'm,
it's, by the way, it's 129 in Canada. Because that converts to 99
right.
cents American.
I'm not taking, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to try and take that from Don Voltaggio.
Don Voltaggio, please. You come to me on the day of my daughter's soccer game, after which we always drink Arizona iced tea.
He also kind of, he just directly calls out his, you know, fellow CEOs and owners of corporations. Because he's just like, I've been doing this for a long time, and these guys are doing it like I've never seen before, raising prices. Like, and it's just,
We've been talking about that nonstop. It's cool to see somebody, such an iconic brand, to just come through and be like, no, that's what they're doing.
I'm good here. I'm fine here.
Yeah.
Wow. No need to make line go up.
$3 billion. Like, he's like... I'm old. I don't know. What? How much money do you need?
His sons are chiseled from granite. I mean, he's got it all. Mm. Look at those hairlines. I mean, God damn.
I bet he does have a fresco of himself as a baby.
As a baby?
Don Voltaggio.
But like, it's like that scene, what is it, with David and like, and him and God's fingers are touching, but then there's Arizona can
Arizona
between
iced
the fingers.
In between. Yeah, absolutely. Genius.
Look at Don. I mean, it is good to see that if ever anybody knows, is Don Voltaggio on some bullshit? Please ruin it for us if that's the case. But otherwise, can't get mad at somebody who's like very steadfast. Like, I don't need to raise prices.
Yeah,
like,
and also really don't ruin it, because honestly, like,
we're good. We need we need one good one.
We need some good news at all.
Now, if you talk about John Ferolito, the co-founder,
Ferolito and Voltaggio, the great schism.
Yeah.
You've seen the Renaissance painting about that breakup. It was pretty ugly, but there is some weird shit in that scene. Voltaggio got painted in hell by one of the Renaissance masters. All right, let's take a quick break. We will come back and talk about the news.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back and had a nice spirited conversation about Don Voltaggio over the break that will never see the light of day.
But it was a positive story.
We heard another
personal anecdote. It was good.
Don Voltaggio's out here doing cool things for people and then be like, hey, don't tell anybody. It's me, Don Voltaggio.
It's me, Don Voltaggio.
Anyways.
Trademark Zeitgeist Pivot, sadly.
So, yeah. Another, you know, Sandy Hook-esque mass shooting at an elementary school. I feel like I'm out of reactions. Like, my first reaction is like, how are we not treating every pro-gun lobbyist, pro-gun politician, like gun manufacturer, like we did the Sackler family, where you're just like no longer. This might be too strong of like how we treated the Sackler family, but like your name is no longer allowed on museum wings, at least. So in your face, loser.
Yeah, it's because the association is we associate you with unnecessary death.
Yeah.
And no, it's the same way. Like I told you this morning, the wildest shit about this whole thing was between the shooting in Buffalo, the only way I feel like I've been able to navigate this country the last, you know, couple years is to basically my heart to become numb to a lot of this pain because it's so frequent. And I think that's like the most disturbing thing for me to realize. Is like I'm losing dimensions of my humanity because I'm living in a place that doesn't honor anyone's humanity. Because the thing that's being reflected back to me is that it doesn't matter. And in a way, like for me to even deal with it, for me even take in the news, is just to be like, yeah, here it goes again. And that's really fucked up for me to realize because I don't like the idea that I could get used to something like this. But it's happening so much and the response societally that we see every time is like it's just like accepting like, oh, it's like a bad, it like rained today. And
yeah, I read an article last night that actually had like all of the kids' photos in it, and then it was like after a full day of just being like, oh, this is awful, but I notice I'm not really like, you know, being affected by it in the way that I should. And then the photos hit me. I just lost it. And I didn't know, you know, it was like unexpected. And then I just saw one and kept scrolling. And I'm like, you know, there's a part of me going like, oh, I'm so dramatic, you know, that I'm like crying at these kids' photos right now. But then it's like, but, no, that's how we human. Should all feel every time. Yeah. And that's at minimum, you know, and it was just like so, so, so sad.
It's really difficult. And then like to add an insult to injury, right? There were reports that like there were ICE agents near the school. This is like a heavily Hispanic area. And, you know, based on what I was reading on Twitter, I don't know how real that is. But like to add another dimension to you having to navigate already probably immigrating here from somewhere that you're on your way to a school where you're trying to figure out if your child is alive and then have to worry about this xenophobic state apparatus that's there to also maybe try and get you at your most vulnerable. Yeah. There's so many layers of fucked up to this. And it's like this with every single thing. And I know because it's so frequent, I think that's like that's the fucked up part about being an American is that like you talk to people outside of the US, like, how do you fucking... how fucked up and scary is it about people are shooting each other? And we're like, I don't know, it happens. Like that's our, that's the fucking, the calluses that have built like on our souls spiritually is that we're just like, I don't fucking know. Yeah, it is. I don't know. Is that bad? And it is. And it's really disheartening to see that, you know, we have politicians just fucking doing nothing again. And I guess the only thing that could maybe be a positive is, like, I feel like more people are angry this time. Like, in the last couple shootings, people have, it's been less like sad and just more like, what the fuck is happening? But I mean, we should have been there in, when Sandy Hook happened or yeah. any other shooting. We've had decades to handle this, but
it's well, a really the media too is like really running, as at least as of last night, with this like Border Patrol heroism story. And I'm not trying to take away from that guy. Like, he was a hero, you know, because every time this happens, you're like, what? There was no one like actual law enforcement nearby that could just like run in and take this guy out. You know what I mean? And we all think that as like people who don't do anything close to their jobs. I love cops, by the way. No, but that's for that story to become like, and Border Patrol guys are great. It's like, no, I'm not. Right. Let's not make this a cop hero story. Like, I'm really grateful that he did go in and, like, you know, potentially save many more lives. Mm-hmm. But it's just like so frustrating, like what the media like clings to too.
Yeah. Right.
Turn it into an action movie where there's a protagonist who's on the Republican side.
It can't just be the absolute failure of this country. That should be the every single thing out of every person's mouth should just be that we live in a failed state.
Yeah, because not only is he a Border Patrol agent, but then it becomes a good guy with a gun story where it's like, see, I told you, if more people around all had guns, then, you know, we could save lives. It's like so twisted.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the narrative that they're going with on this one. You know, and the NRA is, as of now, reportedly still holding its leadership summit convention in Texas this week with guests like Greg Abbott, Ted Cruz, and Donald Trump. Trump is scheduled to speak on Friday, so that will be a whole 3 days after the murder of 20 children. And incidentally, there are no guns allowed inside Trump's talk because gun control is all good when it's a wealthy elderly politician who is in danger and not, say, a school full of innocent children.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people are saying, like, we need gather and protest in Houston and asking whether the NRA will cancel. But so they were faced with this exact scenario in Columbine following the Columbine shooting just days later. And also in Colorado, there was an NRA convention in Denver. The NRA cut it down from 3 days to one, but refused to cancel it, even though the mayor requested it. I think Charlton Heston had the, like, you can take the guns from my cold,
from my
dead,
cold
hands.
Dead hands. That was there?
I think so. But he tried to turn gun owners into the victim of the situation in which literal children were murdered. There were 2,500 cheering supporters. And, you know, he said, we will not be silent or be told, do not come here. You are not welcome in your own land. So
love that nativist bend to that.
In your own land. And then, so there's actually like leaked audio from the meetings behind the scenes of the NRA deciding to go through with that. And one NRA higher up remarked, hey, we're in deep shit on this deal here, guys, which is just great business lingo euphemism, like deep shit on this deal, like the mass slaughter of children due to the policy that you spend your career fighting for, like that deal.
Right.
Another worried that their members who are hillbillies and fruitcakes might embarrass them. And that, like, that's the most illustrative part of the story to me, is that, like, they don't give a shit about any of the, like, things that their members are chanting at NRA rallies. They are businessmen who are protecting a type of commerce because that is their job. And we are in a society where commerce is the only thing that it is the ultimate good, like far, far outstripping human lives, far outstripping human lives. Nobody gives a fuck about human lives, like, other than humans. But like the people who make decisions, the system is designed to completely devalue them. And it's just, it becomes clearer and clearer every fucking day. I do feel like people are waking up to it. Unfortunately, there's no humanistic, like, sort of outlet right as of right now for them to do something with their energy. There's, like, just fascism organizing. But, like, the mainstream Republican and Democratic parties are just giant machines designed to protect commerce. And that is what they're going to do until they're forced to do something else.
Yeah. We're not affected by a body count here. You know, we don't care if a million people die of COVID. We don't care if 19 children are killed. We don't care. We just don't care because it isn't the priority to protect people. And we just see this reflected back in the most horrific ways every time. And we're like left in this, like, again, cycle of people saying like, well, we need gun laws, and people saying, oh, well, California and Texas already have gun laws. They're weak as fuck. These aren't the kinds of laws that you're like, oh, this is finally going to be a deterrent. Because realistically, when you look at all the problems we have, every epidemiologist, all of the research is like, yeah, there's too many fucking guns, like, available. They're just fucking anywhere available for anyone. And that creates too much opportunity, as we've seen, for accidental discharges of firearms that end up killing people, for people taking their own lives with firearms, for violent crime with firearms to go up. That's all a function of how many guns are in a given area. And if we're still unable to just say, it's the fucking guns.
Yeah, it's directly related. Like, mathematically, like, sociologically, it's directly related. There's no, like, debate on the science there, other than the fact that the NRA has, like, gotten in there and, like, made it. So the NRA and other, like, Democratic politicians and lobbyists have gotten in there and made it so that things like the CDC don't track guns as, like, a public health thing until fairly recently. But, yeah, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick told Tucker Carlson that we really need to harden these targets. That was his answer last night. These targets being fucking elementary schools,
mm-hmm.
which I think means like putting like guns at elementary schools.
Armed security. Yeah.
That's the pattern of U.S. problem solving. Don't ever address the root cause.
Right.
Don't. That's going to end it. You know, the answer to too much crime is more police rather than addressing the issue of the source of crime.
Yeah, all the solutions are like the, in retrospect, Mark Wahlberg solution to 9/11. Just like, here's what would have been good when that went down.
Right.
Just like, no, it's
too late. Tell you what, if I had been there.
But you weren't.
Yeah.
But you weren't, and it happened, so that doesn't help us. So get to the root cause of it. Get to the actual, if it's the guns, then really we need to have a conversation. We have such a societal ill here of like our gun humping that, I mean, I think like most people, like realistically, like, yeah, it's probably a bridge too far. So then in that sense, my God, what does it look like with more instability? Because we see the things that drive people, whether it's, you know, young men who get radicalized online with some ideas about replacement theory, or people just in general not having the kind of support or whatever, just like a stable home life that may render them in a, you know, a more balanced, peaceful place. We're just adding chaotic environments. We're only exacerbating them by saying, and here's guns too, if you need them.
Yeah.
And also just kind of adding to the possibility of mental illness for more people, which then can lead to more violence. You know, like, my heart breaks for kids, like, back in school right now, where they already kind of, so many of them had this idea of like, oh, COVID, like, there's something at school that could kill me and or my family. So I have to, like, you know, like, we shouldn't be gathering here. And then also now we have to do like shooting drills. Like, why is my school so dangerous? You know, I'm six. Like,
right.
Well, I mean, you know, I did earthquake drills as a kid and that was terrifying. But at least you're like, well, it's random and it's God or whatever. It's not like, you know, danger from another person. It's just, it's just so heartbreaking.
And we don't realize the toll it's taking on kids, too. Right. That,
I mean, I think we're going to see it. Yeah. When this generation of elementary school kids are adults, it's. It's really terrifying.
The Columbine kids are our age.
Yeah.
You know, they're parents too. And yet there's like no amount of carnage that can sway the actual decision makers in this country. And like, I honestly, I don't know what else you can do except maybe force every single politician to look at crime scene photos or something, because they have this luxury of being completely disconnected from the violence that their inaction causes. And most people in this country are like, yeah, we got a fucking problem. Are y'all, I mean, y'all keep campaigning on shit like this, but where's the action? And it's fucked up to think. That's why in my mind, I'm like, the problem with so many of the decisions that are made in this country is because the people that make the decisions, they're so far removed from the impact of their action or inaction that it allows just the most fucked up, cruel shit to happen over and over and over again, because it's not on their doorstep. And guess what? The second it was, when people protested for the Roe decision leak, the senators were like, yo, man, we got to get our shit together quick. We need to keep people the fuck away from the fucking ghouls in the Supreme Court that actually make the decisions that cause a lot of this death and destruction. But they're insulated and they get to do that. And that's the priority of like leadership is like, okay, you get to this high place of status, but also we'll do everything we can to insulate you from the horrific shit that you'll do. And then you don't have to really live with it. Deal? Great.
Yeah. I've had all these thoughts before. We've had all these conversations before. Nothing happens. Like what? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think honestly, and if a politician's out here in general and no one offers a solution, like just get the fuck out. But we're past that. I mean, I think it was Chris Murphy, who's a senator from Connecticut, who was begging people to do something about gun control ever since Sandy Hook, because I was in his state. He was looking around the Senate and being like, how many of you are here to like do shit?
Right.
And you know, it's kind of a like I love that sentiment, but I, you know, a lot of people are guilty of inaction up there. But truly, like we're just not wrestling with these like very basic fucked up flaws that we have in our ideas of governance and what taking care of each other actually means or what that definition is. Because, yeah, we've completely incentivized corporations to get involved with politics at the cost of regular people having to be shot and killed or whatever and live with those threats as, you know, just the clock ticks on. It's the same shit. It's
the Steve Kerr video. I didn't know about his dad, but I saw someone like in the comments and, you know, being like, here's why he's so emotional. I mean, hopefully he's just also emotional about it because it's a fucking tragedy. But it is. I was thinking like, oh, yeah, it's just like a given that, you know, you're just going to experience in your life a lot of violence and death. And if you don't, you know, preventable violence. And if you don't, you know, count yourself very lucky. But it's just like, oh, yeah, like his dad died from gun violence. And so he's upset about this. It's like, I don't know. They did still go on to play a basketball game, though, by the way. Like, you know, I'm a Warriors fan, but I do think it's interesting to be like, let's not talk about basketball because a horrible tragedy occurred. No, no, we're going to play the game. Yeah, no, right. We're going to be out there.
Well, I think, yeah, he's just also
selling hot dogs and shit.
Like, yeah, pointing to the absurdity, right? Is like, yeah. We have to
punctuate. And I did appreciate that.
Yeah, we have to punctuate our lives with this shit, and then we're expected to keep carrying on.
Yeah.
But it does. There is a debt that adds up on our psyches to look at this constantly. And for people who think it there isn't, you're mistaken. Like, it may be manifested in a number of different ways, but to constantly look at how this society operates and have that reflected back to you over and over and over again does a lot to your idea of, like I said, even my own sense of humanity.
Yeah.
Is I'm like in a fucking, like having a reckoning with that, because I'm like, I think being desensitized is my only survival mechanism at the moment, other than who knows what, to just completely crumble. And yeah, I'd love to hear somebody in a position of leadership like actually take some action here. But
Steve Kerr, they're, you know, they're
right. But I mean, like that's what I mean. Like,
yeah,
that's all. like Steve Kerr, who's a basketball coach.
And people are like, he must have had, let's look into his backstory to figure out what made him snap. And it's like, no, this is the very basic human response to what happened.
But like, nobody ever exhibits it. Like, right. Nobody does that.
No public
and so
figure.
He's a standout in just having an emotion about 20 kids dying, you know, being slaughtered. Like, you're like, and I even did it. I'm like, man, I fucking love this guy, you know? But yeah, he's that shouldn't be heroic. It should just be a basic response.
Right. And meanwhile, we saw, like, you know, there's like interactions with like Beto O'Rourke and Governor Abbott like that day when they're having a press conference. But like, it's just wild to even see how Republicans even respond to this, you know, like that. You can tell they've completely given up on any idea of like a world where this doesn't happen. Because if they did, they'd probably express more outrage. I think a lot of the leaders believe like that's just not worth it. And in fact, it's like a good culture war piece to keep playing with, to turn the dial up and down to get people interested or disinterested in something.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk Mountain Dew.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. And all right, there's a new type of Mountain Dew that I'm very excited about.
In other news,
pivot is real, y'all. Pivoting like Hakeem Olajuwon down here.
Gotta pivot in the paint, playing bully ball down here.
Best at pivoting in NBA history.
Miles and Jack got mad boosties.
Yeah, that's true.
Check the receipts. I've like with Mountain Dew, obviously people know this is a Dew. This is a Dew home. This is a Dew house. I was raised on the Dew. Jack was born in the Dew.
Yeah.
Lives in the dew.
You merely adopted it,
Miles. Here's my question. I like to think I know a lot about Mountain Dew. Amy, you said you've been across this cursed earth and seen many of the flavors.
I also drank about 4 liters a day in high school.
Okay, so everybody's got their credentials. Everyone's established as an authority on this. How many flavors of Mountain Dew do you think there are available to an American?
Ooh, I'm going to say 20.
Okay. I was going to say 23. 23. I feel like we're short. Like this okay, is all say, like knowing I'm going to lose this game. I think 23. Like we got your, I'm just like thinking of like the number of colors I've seen.
Right.
Got your pink, you got your white, you got your red, you got your blue, and you got classic dew.
Purple
is the new one purple. That is apparently
orange.
Baja Blast.
You know how many there are? 32.
What?
Whoa.
There are 32 flavors of Mountain Dew.
Both psychic and dyslexic.
Yeah, like I'm feeling 23. It was 32. Well, the numbers were there. And there's levels to it, right? There's Mountain Dew that are sold in grocery stores. There's Mountain Dew that you can only get through exclusive partnerships. And there's online only Mountain Dew flavors. So they're like fucking Pokemon. If you had to go, if you want to try one, you know, like you can't get, I didn't even realize Buffalo Wild Wings has their own fucking flavor.
Neither did I. What flavor is it?
Spicy,
sounds good.
Right?
I'm going to get it.
It's called Legend.
Legend, mate.
At Kroger, they have an exclusive called Thrashed Apple.
Oh, right.
The Dollar General has Maui Burst. Like, each place has their own.
I imagine the Buffalo Wild Wings flavor not being spicy, but tasting like blue cheese. Because it has to accompany the wings.
Right,
you know
right,
I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Just take it, and it's blue also.
Legend.
Legend.
Dip
night.
Your wing in it.
I had there was a Christmas varietal that was flavored as gingerbread.
Let's not use varietal. Let's not use wine terms for Mountain Dew.
That's all I have. That's all I have.
I will not
Amy.
Give you this one.
That's all I have.
He's a sommelier for dew.
And it actually was better than I expected it to be. I did feel sick after I drank it, but it was still, that was probably just the fact that I drank a Mountain Dew as a 41-year-old man.
Was like candy cane-y or like apple cidery?
No, it was gingerbread.
Oh, disgusting.
Flavor. Right? Yeah.
I have seen those. I like the packaging.
Absolutely. Like I got it as a bit for, I got one. Jamie Loftus had one with me. And we were both like, that is what that would taste like if they made a gingerbread Mountain Dew. Bad, but like not as bad as you would think.
Absolute chemical.
There's a Flamin' Hot Cheetos one, right? Also?
Yeah. Major Melon is, if you can just get past any thoughts of chapstick, Major Melon is really good.
Wait, what? Like
it is very watermelon-y. Like watermelon candy, but there is like a finish to the flavor, Amy. A finish.
Oaky?
A nutty, oaky, whetstone. No, it finishes with a waxy like moment. There's just a moment.
What are the undertones, like, Jack?
Melon.
It's one big undertone of just melon.
Wait, when you say that it's chapped, like you mean like sort of like Vaseline, like petroleum jelly? Like
I don't know.
What
I don't
makes...
know if I just made it up or
lip smackers. I think is maybe what you're talking about.
Yeah, or, lip smackers. Have you ever used watermelon chapstick, Miles?
No, I was. I was in a CarMax house.
That's the worst.
I also might have as a child eaten some watermelon chapstick, and this might just be like
right
hardwired into my brain.
Yeah, CarMax, we always had it. All my memories are my dad pulling out his pocket and unscrewing it, and there's so much shit stuck on the cap. And I'm like,
You're like, is this medicine?
Litter. Yeah.
But you know I was that kid with, like, the chap ring
the
around
big
my
red
like,
ring?
I would lick, crazy.
Too.
And then, they're like, you have to use this. It is medicine. You look crazy. You can't put watermelon lip smackers on your face wound.
Just, like, on an outline, they're like... this feels like some kind of clown makeup or something you're doing. Yeah, I had that dry ass chapped ring.
Yeah.
Couldn't stop sucking on my lips like look as a kid too. And I remember constantly being like, my mom would implore me, she'd be like, please just fucking use this. And I'm like, it hurts too much. And I didn't have the patience to let it work. Anyway, I got past that. My lips are less chapped these days. But yeah, good. Carmex all day.
I think they're at their best when there is not a specific object, a specific food item that they're trying to approximate. Apparently, Purple Thunder's great. I've yet to be able to, you know, find time to go to a Circle K. That's another thing. They seem... I don't feel like they have enough of a handle. They're not like the great NBA players who are like, I'm going to save it for like the finals and then just like put up 50 in the finals, because they apparently, you know, Baja Blast, obviously, I think widely regarded as the best or one of the two best Mountain Dew flavors.
Absolutely.
And apparently Purple Thunder is like has entered the conversation. They nailed it, but they did that for Circle K.
Yeah.
Like that. I feel like you don't use that on Circle K.
Well, look, that's our regional bias coming in, you know, because we're in a Circle K desert.
That's true.
So I like the Circle K. I like the system, too. I think it's really cool of Mountain Dew to be like, hey, do you have a corporation? Do you want your own flavor? We got you. Like, I've never heard of that before.
Hey, we're cool. Hey, corporation, want flavor?
I want a person to do it. Like, I'm waiting for one famous person to have their own Dew flavor. Like, how tight would that be?
I think honestly, I want to see some collabs with human beings.
Well, and know. they're nice with the colors too, because Baja Blast is now like it's like Tiffany blue, you know? It's like become like a thing. It's a beautiful color.
Oh, it's
I see
one of the
people
best.
Dyeing their hair Baja Blast, right. Like
the baby's
getting
nursery.
Eyeliner.
Oh yeah,
the whole nursery.
The color story is just a Circle K after an earthquake. is what we have going on in here.
I love it. They're scientists.
But you know what, Jack? We might have to make that sojourn to the Circle K for that purple drink.
Yeah. Amy, what is your favorite varietal? Flavor, as the lay people call it.
Oh, I mean, I honestly haven't had that many, but I mean, I have to go. I love a Diet Baja Blast. It's so refreshing.
They've got Diet Baja?
Yeah, at Taco Bell, you can get Diet Baja.
Okay, Dai Ba.
Because I'm not trying to have all that sugar, but I do want the caffeine.
Yeah. For sure. I feel you.
Miles, are you Baja?
I'm Baja Blast all day. You know, I respect the culture, the Baja culture. If I had my own flavor, I think it would just taste like red.
Just red?
You know, like when you're a kid. You know how when you're a kid, your favorite candy flavor is just like whatever the red one is?
Yeah, like that cherry candy.
Really lean the fuck into that, like to the point where if you had to taste it, you're like, it has a nightmarish aftertaste that reminds me of sniffing those colored markers that came in that, like, remember those scented thick ass colored markers we used to have back in the day?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like that had like the little styrofoam tray and shit. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Like that, because I used to love sniffing that red marker.
That would be the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so me. Good. Just take that. Look, collab with the marker people. Bring out the whole palette. Based on those markers, and except for the black licorice one, I'm not fucking with that one.
They should do one with Sharpie. I liked the smell of Sharpies. I think
you
a Sharpie Mountain Dew collab.
You're like, let me get a whiteout Mountain Dew.
Yeah, can I get some metallic Krylon spray paint in a paper bag flavor? Wait, hold on. You just huffing spray paint.
So I am a Baja Blast fan as well, but I am also like I don't know that it's that far ahead of the original. And I do think that the original, like, people, like, if it was made available everywhere all the time, like, as available as the original, I do wonder if it would suffer a little bit from the McDonald's breakfastification, where, like, once they made it available, it was like, yeah, it's still good, but it, like, loses its allure
much of a good thing.
A little bit. For me only. Like, that's...
Okay. Teach their own.
Yes. Amy, such a pleasure having you.
Yeah.
Oh, so good to be here. Thank you.
Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
My website's amymillercomedy.com. My album, you can stream a couple places, but not all of them anymore, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
It's called California King. Yeah, you can also buy it on the Blonde Medicine website. That's my label. Oh, and if you live in Indianapolis, can you come see me? That would be great.
Do.
I'll be at Helium Indianapolis in the middle of June. Cool. And yeah, follow me on Instagram, Amy Miller Comedy.
Hell yeah. What's a town, like one of your favorite towns to hit besides Indianapolis, which I know would be your answer, but like underrated town to hit?
Underrated town. Well, I love performing in Omaha. I'm doing a festival there this summer. Omaha's always fun.
A lot of good things about Omaha.
Yeah.
Shout out Omaha Zeitgang.
Yeah. One of my favorite shows of my life in Birmingham.
Also hear good things about that.
Okay. Beeham.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I've been to Omaha. I had a friend of mine who was from out there, and I went just like on a whim because I was like, man, I don't think I'll ever have a reason to go to Nebraska. But he was going back for like Halloween. I was like, let me come with you. And I was like, this shit is like some fucking, y'all really in a cornfield maze on Halloween? The fuck is this? Also, shout out Runza, that like local, like Hot Pocket food that they got, that like local fast food chain in Nebraska. Shout that out all day.
Is there a tweet or some of the work of social media you've been enjoying, Amy?
Oh, yeah. I just want everyone to follow Sean Keen. You guys know Sean, right? He's just Sean Keen, K-E-A-N-E, on Twitter, mostly because he's like physically climbing Mount Everest right now.
What?
But still tweeting about the Warriors. And I just find that really funny.
Wow.
And I was like, somehow found a bar at the top of the mountain to like do a set. I think that was a joke, but he is holding a microphone. Yeah, follow Sean Keen. I don't know. They're all funny. I'm just like, why are you tweeting at all? You're literally climbing Mount Everest.
Damn.
The only not lazy comedian I've ever met.
Miles, where can people find you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
Twitter, Instagram, at Miles of Gray. Basketball podcast. Check out Miles and Jack got Mad Boosties, an NBA podcast. Keeps chugging along. Comes out every day. New episode, or not every day, every Thursday. New episode out today. Also, check out 420 Day Fiance with Sophia Alexandra and I. If you like 90 Day. Some tweets that I like. This one is from, just so you know, like, I think E.T. just turned 40. That film just had its like 40th anniversary recently. And at Throne of Blood tweeted, in like a parenthetical, grabbing E.T. by the throat, "Don't fucking touch me, man." It's just like a very weird visual.
Hey, I told you my kid didn't like it. So, you know.
Yeah. Oh, and then another one, at Pretty Boy Navi, N-A-V-I, man, tweeted.
Both of mine. You took both.
Oh,
of
were
mine.
You going to do that? All right, never mind. I'll shut up.
No,
that
go,
was
go, like, go.
I've been sitting on that one for a couple days.
Oh, shit. So you're also saying that my pick was old as fuck? And
well, I had like five I wanted to do yesterday, and I was like, I could save some of these for tomorrow. That's mm-hmm. how that went. For it. Okay, I'll let you do Navi.
All right.
Because I want to hear you deliver this one.
All right, a tweet I've been enjoying from Navi MFs in New York be like, I take the train to school. All right, Harry Potter, nailed it.
There
nailed
it, is, it Wallace
nailed it.
On the dismount. You're gonna be at Helium also, right? Opening for Amy in Indianapolis.
We're switching orders now. He's actually headlining.
Yeah, I'm headlining. It's pretty, I think we all know what's good.
You actually just say what else for 30 minutes straight.
What else?
What else? What else? An absurdist set.
So the news.
People just boo. Seen this stuff, man.
Boo.
The fuck is this? What's he doing up there?
You guys know how many flavors of dew there are?
What else?
Tell 32. Yeah, that's right. 32.
There's a flaming hot one. Can you believe it?
He's just saying stuff. There's no punchlines.
Oh man, our flag means death. That's a show. I'm pretty sure, man. So,
but also, you know, it's a thinker. Anyways, what else? All right. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien, which you are all obviously rushing to do right now. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes on our footnotes. Where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, what song are we sending people to go check out?
This song feels playful, but also really relevant at the moment. It's a track by Soccer 96 and Alabaster De Plume collaboration. The track is called "I Was Gonna Fight Fascism," and it's a very catchy song. The lyrics are pretty self-explanatory about someone who's very apathetic, but when you listen to it, you might be like, yeah, that's not a good look to say I almost did that. So yes, this is Soccer 96 with "I Was Gonna Fight Fascism."
I ate Harry Potter.
Oh, fuck.
So.
Oh, please.
Still trying to deliver it.
Right. Yeah. That second one was like an improvement. I'm not saying it's perfect, but I ate Harry Potter.
Oh, that was better.
Okay, cool. Anyways, the Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for us this morning. We're back this afternoon to tell you what is trending, and we will talk to you all then. Bye.
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 Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.